This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. They had a quarrel one day. Johnny, he vowed he'd leave her. He said he was going away, never coming home.
I'm Steve Zwemke. Frank Fairfield and Meredith Axelrod opened for Blind Boy Paxton in March of 2017 at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls as part of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society's concert series. Together, they take us back to an era before the microphone was invented. From the San Joaquin Valley, Fairfield plays the fiddle, guitar, and banjo. His old-timey vocals flow with culture and nostalgia. But just a few months before the show, Frank Fairfield was about to turn his back on the music business. Days after having appeared on NPR's Tiny Desk concert, Fairfield wrote, "I'm done with the music racket." Fed up with bloggers and critics on the internet, Fairfield added, "Hopefully I won't have to play another damn note of music," after fulfilling his tour commitments. Fairfield eventually had a change of heart. He deleted his comments and left it at that. He's a natural pairing for Meredith Axelrod, another multi-instrumentalist with a passion for early jazz and pre-1930s American music. Axelrod's vocal style delivers ragtime, pop standards, boogie-woogie, Tin Pan Alley, string band, jazz, blues, and even jug band music, making you feel like you're part of a bygone era. You can credit some of that to the fact that Axelrod learned a lot of old-time American music by listening to the original Cylinders and 78 RPM records. The Bay Area performer plays in a myriad of partnerships. Axelrod has her own hot jazz band, her own string band, and she plays in Jim Queskin's jug band. She's a bit of a comic and always a delight on stage. And now, SDPB Radio presents Frank Fairfield and Meredith Axelrod on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
All right. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, where's that guitar?
It's right here.
You don't do you play the guitar? Yeah, you play the baritone. All right. Hey, everybody.
It's great to be here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
South Dakota, Sioux Falls. Hey, give yourself a hand.
For the second time, Frank and I live in California. And, we've been here once before. It was a great experience. Now we're back again.
You should maybe direct your comments towards the
Oh yeah? Did you guys hear my comments?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now we're gonna sing our first song. It's called Buzzin' the Bee.
Buzzin' the Bee. Counter off, Missy.
Well, one, be very two. I want two, three, and
thank you.
me from your baby's lips. Then you buzz around and make another trip. Then you twirl around the closet like a bee around the house. Get a little closer and you start to sway. If she hollers no, so then you jump away. You buzz the busy baby to the melody. You keep on a buzzing the bee.
You gotcha. You gotcha. All right, folks, here's a song called Down on the Brandywine, written in about 1903. It was actually written for The Wizard of Oz, the musical, back when musicals weren't really so glued to any kind of themes. It has nothing to do with The Wizard of Oz, but I think it was actually written for The Wizard of Oz musical. So now you know. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Count her off.
One.
We like to count before we play.
Yeah.
Get in tune with our inner child. Got it. That's not right. Well, sorry. Wow. Be fine.
I'll find a spot to build a cot down on the Brandywine.
By Sam Moore, who was a really great musician that played a lot of different instruments. He composed a few tunes, and here's one he composed for the banjo called Banjo Blues. Very illustrative name, very imaginative. Banjo Blues. You can almost see the banjo blues. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Play so fast because I always play too fast. One, two, three, and a hey, 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 and naughty, naughty, naughty. You played the baritone on this one.
You played an 8 position.
I ain't had an 11 in a long time.
Oh,
Meredith plays a baritone guitar. That's why we have these lists.
You did a good job.
I did a very good job. Yeah. I know. Thank you. Yeah. figure it out. So here's a song called I Ain't Had No Lovin' in a Long Time, and it was composed by James Reese Europe. I don't recall who composed the, who was the lyricist on this one, but there, a song is about a woman who's complaining about her boyfriend that he's, you know, he just wants to have a platonical relationship. And she meets, you know, she says, I ain't had no loving in a long time, and loving is a thing I need. So here we go.
It's a true story.
Yeah. All right, we're good. You ready to go? Yeah. Okay. Ready? Still giggling? Can we get on with the show?
Young man, but here's where I put him on the frying pan. He's the kind of gentleman that acts too nice. He sits up in the parlor like a cake of ice. He never calls me honey, he never says dear, he never says a word like a glass of beer. He don't give me nothing but the brother talk, and he never even asked me for to take a walk. Of course I'm diggy-do, but I'd like a little lovin' too. I ain't had no lovin' in a long time, and lovin' thing I need. You must make a fuss over me sometime, cause I'm a spoiled child, yes indeed. You must call me by some sweet and tender name, for it takes a lot of fire for to start my flame. I ain't had no loving in a long time, and loving is the thing I need. Around, I handed him a slur. I said, please do tell me what the loving is for. Platonic old loving, he said, was his style. But that kind of loving doesn't suit this child. I'm hard to get going, but when I goes, you can bet that everyone in the neighborhood knows. He sat on his lap, did what he would do. Bless my soul, the fellow wouldn't even take his cue. Of course, I'm diggy, but I'd like a little loving too. Loving in a long time, and loving is the thing I need. Make a fuss over me sometime, cause I'm a spoiled child, yes indeed. You must call me by some sweet and tender name, for it takes a lot of fire for to start my flame. I had the loving in a long time, and loving is the thing I need. I had the loving in a long time, and loving is the thing I need. Sweet and tender name, for it takes a lot of fire for to start my flame. I ain't had no loving in a long time, and loving is the thing I need.
This is the Red Rose Rag.
One, two.
I don't remember this.
We haven't played this in so long. Intro and verses. I love it.
All right. Yeah. Does it start in A? Is that the first key A? The first note?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
One, two.
Wish me luck.
Don't go hunting possums, mingle with
honeymoon, shine on in June, and I hear me croon that ragtime tune. A beats and breezes crying and sighing, lovely like we learn that red rose rang. Oh, honey, be sweet to me. My heart is free, and here's the key. Lock up the garden gate, honey, you know I'll wait under the rambler rose tree. Take a pinky paddle for your precious prize. Beg a burning blossom for your budding bride. Woo me with that wonderful wiggle wag. Oh, honey, tip-to-toes, it tease me and a tickle too. I do that dainty dance like Daddy Doodle-Doo, and ring your rosy round the red rose around.
No Cover, No Minimum Radio with Frank Fairfield and Meredith Axelrod on SDPB.
All right. Yeah, we were just lent these mallets. Meredith has been playing with wooden spoons, with wooden kitchen spoons for so long, and then they just gave us these mallets, and she said, oh, this is so much easier to play. I think you should invest in some mallets when you get home.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe I could buy these from you. Whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
Hi.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, count her off.
One.
Can you hear those numbers?
One, two, six, four. Let me hear those notes.
Corrected.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
Siamese. We're borrowing a lot of something borrowed, something old on this trip. And so these are all ragtag things. And that guitar, I've been referring, it's Meredith's Chicago guitar because she's originally from Chicago, but I call it her piece of Chicago guitar. isn't that clever? Myself. Okay. Cool. You want to do Frankie and Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here's a song called Frankie and Johnny, as composed by the Layton brothers. When was that? 11, I think. 1912. So this is a little later version of the song. Do you want to start with a little instrumental, or do you want to go right into it?
It's
okay. Oh, that's pretty short. Let's go ahead and do a little mazurka. So here's a mazurka called The Climbing Rose. 1, 2, 3, hey, hey, hey.
You're going to stay and you're never-
never coming home. Gonna miss you, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up with snow. Think of thee and I want to be back with my loving man. Gonna miss you, honey, in the days to come. Send for your rubber-tired hearses, send for your rubber-tired hats. Send old Johnny to the graveyard, for I've shot him in the back with the great big gun as he went to run. Send for 1,000 policemen, detectives right away. Send me down to the dungeon cell and throw the keys away, for Johnny's dead, just because he said. I'm going away, I'm going to stay, I'm never coming home. Gonna miss you, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up with snow, to think of me and you long to be back with the loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. Well, well, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, and I'm never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up with snow, you think of me and you long to be back with your loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come.
So here's a little an old waltz called Celia. One, two, three, hey.
forgetful.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And no electrons. Okay, that took us long enough. So here's here's a little...
Oh, here. What's the key?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. I could do that. We'll do it there.
That's the way it is. Right?
That says B flat.
It says E flat.
Oh. All right. That's so...
Would you like to hear it in E flat or in B flat? Great. All right, you ready?
Yeah, got it, for sure.
All right, here's a tune called San Antonio. 1, 2, 9, 8, 9.
Frank Fairfield and Meredith Axelrod on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
All right, now Meredith is going to sing a... Is it really a blues? I mean, it's a blues, but it's a song called Won't You Be Kind to Me? I'll Be Kind to You.
It's about love and kindness. One, two, three.
It's 50 cents a cup, but it's extra dollar papa if you wanna keep it up. Brian, won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to you. Won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to you. Drop down, Daddy.
Difficult to decipher these things. We have to like look and study it carefully.
So, okay, you take this. All right.
So we're wrapping it up. We're gonna play another couple of songs and then have Jaron come up, and then he's gonna do some songs, and then I think we're gonna play a few songs all together, and gonna have a big sing along, and everyone's gonna come up on the stage. We're gonna all. Going to get kind of freaky.
But you're going to play a show for us. I should not neglect.
Oh yes, don't forget.
To mention.
This is really, this is you're going to love this. Oh, I sure do.
I have CDs available. Thank you. So this title is Ever Melodious. It's my string band in which I played every instrument. I overdubbed it because
you have no
it's friends. Cheaper than hiring musicians. Well, I got a friend in you.
Friends.
Friends. Well, all right. Sometimes. So I played like, you know, cello, guitar, other guitar, ukulele, singing, whistling, backup singing, whistling in harmony with myself. Anyway, so that's this title. My CDs are Pay What You Want. I want to disperse them. So if you are interested, I want you to have one. So just see me and
she's not desperate to sell them.
Heavens no. This other title is Come On In. This is my duo CD with Jim Queskin, who is a folk guy who had a jug band in the 60s.
He's a folk guy.
Yeah, he's good. He's all right. He's awesome.
He's a goofy guy.
He's a goofy guy.
All right.
You kind of takes one to know one.
Takes one to know one.
All right. Cool. All right. So here we go. God, I'm so real. I'm up here chewing gum the whole time.
You're keeping it real.
I'm keeping it real. Right?
Yeah.
So some beef. Oh, you started off, right?
Uh-huh.
So here's a song called Whenever You're Lonesome, Just Telephone Me. And, it's a pretty little song. You won't be laughing when the song's over. You can't see that. As I miss you, maybe you won't, but if you do, whenever you're lonesome, just telephone me. When you're by your lonesome and you want company, when the blues overcome you, I'll be there to hum you some hush-a-bye. Don't you cry, melody. The world may divide San Francisco to Maine, still I'd walk miles for your smiles once again. Your kisses and laughter are worth going after. So in
your kiss.
kisses and laughter are worth going after. So whenever you're lonesome, just telephone me.
So which one I
which one I like less?
Yeah. No, this is a good guitar.
It is.
So we're gonna play one more tune, and then Jerron's gonna come up. And here's a tune called "Picking the Guitar," that was composed, or you know, kind of made up by Nick Lucas, the singing troubadour, the crooning troubadour. Is that what he went by? He first recorded it in 1922. And our friend Tom Marion, who is a very difficult person. he's a very difficult person, but we love him very much. Somehow, we're like the three people, Jerron and Meredith and I are some of the very few people that love Tom Marion, unfortunately. But he's a beautiful man, and he's failing in health. And anyhow, he used to play with Nick Lucas when he was a kid. And anyhow, so this is for Tommy. So here we go, picking the top.
You've been listening to Frank Fairfield and Meredith Axelrod, recorded live at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls on March 11th, 2017. For more information, see the artists' Facebook pages and check out MeredithAxelrod.com. Thanks to the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society and their executive director, Rob Joyce. Learn more about upcoming shows and events at sfjb.org. And for events at the Orpheum Theater, log on to siouxfallsorpheum.com. This concert was recorded by Ragtime Studios of Sioux Falls. You can hear it again. Just head to our website, sdpb.org. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week on No Cover, No Minimum Radio. Concerts from South Dakota for South Dakota on SDPB Radio.